Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. We're back on our Summer Money series, finishing out the week with how to make big bucks blogging with Michelle Schroeder Gardner. Listen, if you're going to follow anybody's advice about how to make money blogging, you're going to want to pay attention to all of the amazing tips that Michelle has to share.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, Michelle, I am so excited to have you on the podcast. You are a true leader in the money blogging space, and I'm super excited to share your story.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me today.
Absolutely. So you run a blog called Making Sense of Sense, and I've been following you for quite some time now, but I'd love for you to share with the listeners a little bit about your background and kind of how you came to the blogging world.
Yeah, for sure. So I started Making Sense of Science back in August of 2011. I started it just as a way to track my personal finance progress. I didn't start it to make money blogging or anything like that. In fact, when I started my blog back in August of 2011, I didn't even know that blogs could make money. So
this was a great surprise.
Yeah, definitely. Around 6 months after I started my blog, I made my first $100. A blogging friend of mine emailed me and said, hey, do you want to make $100 by placing an advertisement on your blog? And back then, I didn't know that blogs could even make money. So $100, of course, I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds cool. And then it all just quickly grew from there. Income kept on growing, the business kept on growing, and so on and so on.
Wow, that's awesome. So is your background in money, or how did you come to, you know, wanting to blog about money other than just, you know, your journey?
Well, I have three finance and business related college degrees. I have two undergrad degrees in business and management. Then I also have my finance MBA. I definitely have some background in money and running a business of my own.
Yeah, that's awesome. But you actually, you have a very small crew and you run a very big business, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that's always brought up. It's mainly just me that works on Making Sense of Sense. And then I have some assistants, but I don't have any full-time employees or any employees, actually. Everyone's just contracted out.
Wow, that is incredible. So you must be like a pro at systems and kind of getting everything, you know, organized and situated.
Yeah, everything flows pretty smoothly together. I don't spend as many hours as I used to on my blog. Everything is definitely much more systemized. And definitely.
That makes your life easier, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. It's nice.
And now you also actually don't have a physical home, correct? You travel around in an RV. What is that like?
Yeah, me and my husband sold our house in July of 2015, and we've been RVing since.
Yeah.
And it's really great. We love it.
That is incredible. What are some of your kind of favorite places you've been? Do you have like a top three list?
Yeah, that's always a tough question to answer. We definitely like anywhere on the West Coast pretty much. So anything, I want to say Colorado and west of that pretty much. We like Colorado, Arizona, California. Right now we're in Oregon. We really like the Pacific Northwest.
Is it just because the landscape's more interesting or?
Yeah, definitely. And the weather's usually better if you come during the right times of the year, for sure.
Right, right. That's super cool. I love that. It's definitely RVing, I think, is definitely a trend that, you know, a lot of people are deciding to sell their home or sell their belongings and, you know, really go out and adventure and discover. So I think that's just like, it's probably the full of a lot of hardships that we're not thinking about as well. But I think that's such a cool thing. And then to be able to run your business while you are remote as well.
Yeah, it's really great. Working in new places all the time is definitely a great way to stay refreshed and motivated when it comes to work.
Yeah, very cool. So let's talk about, you know, the viability of making money on a blog. Is it still viable for new people that are, you know, wanting to get into blogging? Or what advice would you give to someone who maybe has an idea but just has no idea where to start?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a lot of room for new bloggers. Blogging is definitely growing still. Some people say that blogging's dead, but I definitely do not believe in that. More and more companies are starting to see the value in blogs and promoting their products on blogs, and I only see that continuing to grow well into the future.
Do you think that's because, you know, the landscape's really changing, like, you know, magazines and news institutions are outsourcing a lot? Is that really what is, you know, helping blogs become more viable?
That, and I think just more and more things are online. More and more people are looking towards like bloggers and vloggers as role models and people to look to when it comes to making purchases. So they say if you like get promoted, if your product gets promoted on a website, the best ways to get promoted are on normal blogs, like a blog like your or mine, instead of a big website like Forbes or right. USA Today. Like, you'll almost always get more traffic if you're on a blog.
Huh. That's so fascinating. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that it's definitely, you know, opening up more opportunities for more people. And I think, you know, it gives more of a well-rounded voice to products and services as well, because these are actually like real people talking about them.
Yeah, exactly. For me, I mean, that proves to be true, because if I'm on a website like Business Insider USA Today, sure, I'll get some traffic. But if I'm on a big blogger's website that's equivalent in size to mine or whatever, I mean, I'll almost always get more traffic from directly from the blog than I would on a big journalistic website.
Wow. I think that's really interesting, because, you know, people are still under the assumption that, you know, they have to pay a lot of money to PR people to get on those big sites. And I love that that's the landscape is changing a bit. It's kind of fair game now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very cool. So you obviously, you know, talk a lot about your income reports. You're very transparent about how much money you make off your blog. You know, you started a course, the Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course, where you actually walk people through the steps to make money. But what are some of, you know, do you have a couple of tips that you could share about how people could start making money on a blog?
Yeah, there are several different ways to make money with a blog. My favorite way is affiliate marketing. That's when you will promote a affiliate product or service on your social media platform or your blog or website. And if someone purchases through that link or signs up through that link, then you'll earn an income through that. Mm. And that's definitely my most favorite way to earn a living blogging, because I can make money while I'm sleeping. I can make money while I'm out on a hike. My number one tip for when it comes to affiliate marketing is to be as natural as possible. So promote products that you believe in yourself, promote products that you use yourself, and just be genuine about the whole process of it.
Right. So you're not just out there looking for the cash. You're actually, you know, kind of genuinely trying to recommend something that just, by the way, happens to make you money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a lot of people will look at my income reports and sometimes they'll want to mimic what I've done and what I've promoted. And I'll tell them, no, that's not what you want to do, because you don't have any experience with the exact products that I'm using. Instead, you'll be much more successful if you promote the products that you are personally using and that you personally already believe in.
Right. That makes total sense. So how does somebody go about finding affiliate?
Pretty like most companies will have some sort of affiliate program. So if you just type in company name plus affiliate program, usually something will pop up.
Interesting. Yeah. And this is for like any segment. It doesn't have to be money. I mean, it could be anything, right?
Yep, exactly.
I think that's what's definitely so cool. So you just kind of start somewhere and then, you know, keep growing. And, you know, I would imagine that it starts to come almost like a well-oiled machine after a while, looking for the affiliates and opportunities like that.
Yeah, definitely.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Yeah, very cool. So, you know, we obviously talk about like all the great aspects of running a blog and making money on a blog, but what are some of the things that maybe people don't know that are a little bit, you know, difficult, the hard side about running a blog as your business?
I really love everything about blogging. The part that many people probably don't realize is that there's always something new to learn. There's always a new algorithm change on social media. There's always a new social media website to learn about. The worst thing is probably when you learn about a whole new social media avenue and then it goes away.
It vanishes.
Yeah, that's really the worst thing. So, other than that, I mean, everything's really great. It's just there's always something to learn, and that's what I always like to tell people.
Right, right. So depending on what type of person you are, that's either a really good thing or a kind of scary proposition.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course and kind of how you decided to come out with this course.
Yeah, so I started Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing last summer in 2016. I started it because I was making a good amount through affiliate marketing, and I was constantly asked pretty much every single day, multiple times a day, about affiliate marketing. And I at that time, I was really wanting to create my first product. So my first and only product is Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing. So I figured that would be a great way to start off making my own product. And it's definitely been the best decision ever. It's helped me diversify my income, help people. Almost every single day, I receive an email from a student who has said, oh, I made my first affiliate income.
Wow.
And stuff like that. So it's really great. I really love that I created the course.
Yeah. And I think it's awesome that you're, you know, so willing to share, you know, the steps that you took or the different tips and ideas, you know, to kind of help people think outside of the box when it comes to making money on a blog or making money with affiliate marketing. I think that's, you know, that's so fantastic because there's a lot of people out there in your position that aren't willing to share, you know, as much information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I actually received an email yesterday and someone said, why would you create a course like this? Why would you share all of this knowledge? And I was just like, well, there's plenty of room for everyone to learn and there's plenty of products to promote. Why not? And I see so many people doing it incorrectly all the time. Mm. And instead of emailing them saying, hey, you're doing this wrong, hopefully they'll just find my course one day and be able to fix it.
Right. Hint, hint. Yeah, I love that. So with this being your first course, so what's kind of on the horizon for you? Are there more courses you're thinking of, or are you thinking about going in a different direction? What does the future look like for you?
I would definitely like to create more products. The next thing I would like to create is some kind of financial product. So my first product was on the blogging side, and I would like my next one to probably be on the finance side. I haven't really thought of what that would be yet, though.
Right. Exactly. Awesome. But, you know, you obviously love what you do and it shows. And I think, you know, I read all your articles. I love your articles. I think they're full of such great tips. Are there any, you know, couple articles maybe that have stood out to you in the last year that I think that really resonate with you?
On my website?
Yeah.
One that I wrote a week ago was about me being a female breadwinner, and that was a good one. one I wrote a couple weeks ago were 28 life and money and life lessons. So that's another great one to read. I'm trying to think. There's definitely a lot of good ones. I publish 2 to 3 times a week, so I mean, everything's good. I'm in love with it all.
I love it. How long does it actually take you to put one of the blog posts together?
It really depends. Sometimes I can write a really good article that I'm in love with in an hour or two.
Right.
Other times it'll take me a few days, but I also have an editor, so I send her things kind of rough, and then she fixes it all and puts it all together.
That's good to have, so, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the best 6 months I have.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. And so if somebody is thinking about starting a blog, what are maybe like the first, you know, couple of steps that you would tell them to start out with?
Well, I have a free blogging course, so I would definitely recommend they start there. You can find that at makingsenseofsense.com/free course. So my number one tip when starting a blog would be to make sure you are self-hosted. So find a hosting provider, get on WordPress, connect the two of them, make sure you're self-hosted. You want to do that because you'll seem much more professional. When I first started out my blog, I was senseofsense.blogspot.com. Was not professional at all. It really held me back. I did not realize at the time how bad that was. And then number two, you'll also want to think about, I always say that everyone should blog about something that they're passionate about. So for me, it's funny. Other people might be their family, life, recipes, cooking, baking, or something like that. Right. I definitely recommend blogging about something that you're passionate in, because blogging takes a ton of time and a ton of work. And if you are constantly learning about something, you probably want it to be something that you find enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely. And then,
yeah. And then my number three tip when starting a blog would be to network. So attend conferences. My favorite conference is FinCon. Reach out to other bloggers, make friends with bloggers, go to meetups, and so on and so on. That way you can learn from other bloggers, see what they're doing. Just make great connections, and friends are always great too.
are bloggers, you know, usually willing to share insight?
Yeah, definitely.
It seems
I think
to be
so.
A pretty open community, you know, that's really there. Because you're right. I mean, like, everybody has a unique slant, or even if you're blogging about the same topic, you can have a whole different audience than, you know, another blogger.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big believer that there's always room for everyone. Financial bloggers seem to be very, very friendly. I would definitely say that the financial blogging world is has a great community aspect to it.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, it's so many different tips. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes so that everybody can hop on over. But where can they find you online? Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me at makingsenseofsense.com. You can also find me on, if you go to makingsenseofsense.com and you go to the right hand top corner, you'll find all the links, but you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, or Facebook. And I also have a free Facebook group too for my blog.
Awesome. Well, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much, Michelle, for sharing your story and sharing some wisdom about blogging and encouraging us that blogging is still viable.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.